Good morning to you all. And God is good.
All the time.
Well, I just realized that today is the first Sunday of the year. The first Sunday of this year. And so, I want us to do something different. First, I'll begin with myself. Happy New Year to you all. So I want you, each and every one of us, I want you to tell someone by your left, right, behind you, or in front of you, tell the person, Happy New Year. Yes, actually, it is a Happy New Year. It will be a great year. This year, 2020, I believe and I have that firm belief that this year will be a great year for each and every one of us. Yes, I'm really sure of that. I said this during the 4 p.m. Mass yesterday, and so some persons met me after the Mass and said, Father Enoch, how are you sure that this year will be great? I said, you know what? I'm very sure of that. They said, do you know, Father, that this year will be the year of the election? I said, yes, I know about that. I said, yeah, I know about that, but come on. While I say it is a great year because this year God is in control. So there's no need for us to be worried. Yes, some of us might be worried. Oh, the election is coming, it's coming. No. God is in control. His will be done. That is it. And so since it will be a great year for each and every one of us, I want us to do this. Let's make this resolution for each and every one of us gathered here. For the 9:15 a.m. Mass, I want us to make this resolution that whenever we come to church, you know, sometimes some of us come to church and we are so uptight, so serious that sometimes God is even wondering what's going on. But you know what? Relax. Put a smile on your face. Yes, because you're in your Father's house. You know, when you're in your Father's house, you are relaxed. When you are in your Father's house, you just try to feel the peace, the joy of your Father's house, because your Father is in control. So there's no need for us to be worried. Yeah, I'm saying this, I know some of you might be saying, oh, Father Enoch, well, Father Enoch, you're saying it because you don't understand what I'm going through now. You don't understand what I'm facing. Yes, Father Enoch will not understand what you're going through or might not understand what you're facing. But you know what? That guy over there, he understands perfectly well what you're going through. And so do not be worried, because he is in charge. He is in control. That's why God is good. So why worry? As for me, I've told myself, this year, I'll be happy. I don't know about you, but for me, I'll be happy, Reverend. Okay. And that is it. Why am I happy? Yeah, some of you might say, Father Enoch is happy because he has no problems. Who told you that? I do have my problems, but I'm happy because I know my Father, he is in control. He will never abandon me because God is in control. Okay? So when we're in church, just relax, because God is in what?
In control.
He is in control. God is good?
All the time.
Today we celebrate the manifestation of Christ's Epiphany. That is, Christ revealed himself to the whole nation. Now, the aim of our celebration to the Epiphany marks the fact that Christ has revealed himself to each and every one of us, irrespective of who you are, where you're coming from, your background, your situation. God has revealed himself to each and every one of us. Epiphany simply means that God is saying to the whole world, to you and I, here I am. Here I am. Which means, the epiphany simply means that God has not revealed himself to specific people, or maybe he said, okay, I'll reveal myself to those in Sun Lakes and not those in Chandler or Gilbert. No. Or maybe he said, I'll reveal myself to those in Oakwood and not those in Ironwood. No. He has revealed himself irrespective of where you are. You might be in Oakwood or Ironwood. No matter, that's not the problem. He has revealed himself to each and every one of us. Be you a saint or a sinner. Whether we might have done wrong or right, he has revealed himself to each and every one of us. And every day he continues to reveal himself to us by saying, my son, my daughter, here I am. And that's what we celebrate today, the Epiphany. In the case of the wise men, when God revealed himself, in the case of the wise men, it was with the help of a star. But what is very unique about the wise men is when they saw the star, they never allowed situation, they never allowed circumstances, they never allowed difficulties to distract them from their focus, from their purpose. And the purpose of the wise men was to discover the newborn king. That was their purpose. So they never allowed situation or distraction. In the case of the wise men, the distraction of the wise men was Herod. Herod called them secretly and said, you know what, wise men? Go, when you find the newborn king, bring me word so that I myself might go and what? Do him homage. But they never allowed that to distract them from their mission. Their mission was to discover the newborn king. And so they were focused on the star. God is good? They were focused on the star, no matter what. They told themselves, we will not be distracted. My dear brothers and sisters, that is a big lesson for each and every one of us, especially as we celebrate the first Sunday of the year. Who is your focus? I have the answer. You don't need to think about that. Our focus should be Christ Jesus. We should not allow situation, challenges, pain, difficulties distract us from Christ Jesus. Early in the morning, you rise up from bed and come to church on Sunday because of who? Christ Jesus. I want to believe you're not here because you want to see this black face. No. If that's the aim, if there's anyone here because you want to see this black face, oh, I'm sorry. A big mistake. Our focus should be on one person. And who is that person?
Christ Jesus.
So we shouldn't allow situation. We shouldn't allow our circumstances, our pain, our challenges distract us from that. When we are focused on Christ Jesus, then we can find him. We can find him. Was it easy for the three wise men? No, it was not easy for them. Some of them they were filled with doubt, confusion, and they might have asked themselves, what are we doing? But one thing sustained them all through. They kept their focus on the star. For you and I, our focus should be on Christ Jesus. And then finally, when they saw Christ, when the three wise men discovered Christ, they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and that was the gift of the three wise men. For you and I will ask you, what gift can we give Christ? What is your gift? I will give you the answer. He doesn't need our jewelries. He has nothing to make use of that. our clothes? No. The best gift you and I can give Christ will be the gift of our lives. The gift of your life. That is the best gift we can give him. And just tell him, God, here I am. Take control. That is a gift of trust, a gift of total submission, a gift of belief and hope in him that he is in control of my life. That is the best gift we can give Christ, the gift of our lives. And so I ask you today, as we encounter Christ, as we encounter Christ, may we give him our lives and tell him, God, take control. And by us doing that, we place our trust in him. And I tell you this, when you trust God, he will never abandon us because he will always be by our side. He will never. I bet you just trust in him. That total gift of ourselves to him by saying, God, I totally trust in you. I totally believe in you. He will never, never abandon us because God is good
all the time.
That is a gift of trust. Remember, you said all the time. There's no moment that he's never good. But that is only possible when we ourselves trust him totally. And we can only trust him totally when you and I give our lives to him wholeheartedly. And when you do that, he will take control.